As promised, we are now joined by the head basketball coach at Clemson. He is in his 11th season as head coach. He was named head coach back in 2010, the recipient of three Conference Coach of the Year awards. He is the winningest coach in school history. Clemson is 9-1. They're number 18 in the coaches poll. They've got a big one tomorrow night. They're at UNC. Head coach Brad Brownell is my guest. Brad, good to have you on. How are you?
Doing good, Jim. How are you?
Good, good. So it's been a little while since you and I have talked. So you're 9-1 now. You're ranked in the top 20. Bring me up to date. How you doing? And what's the mood like around the program these days?
Yeah, it's great. We've got a really good team that has a lot of depth. We're playing 10 guys, double-figure minutes, and we've kind of extended our defense to where we're pressuring and picking up full court. I think that's really been good for this team, and I think, you know, this is a year when sacrifice is about as important as anything, both on the court and off, in terms of the choices that these kids are making with COVID and everything that's going on. So I think it's really fit our team, and so we're just trying to play a lot of guys, kind of run guys in and out, and our defense has been outstanding so far, just really proud of our guys.
In fact, Brad, that's where I was going to go next. I was going to ask you about those two very things, the defense and the sacrifices that the players are making. For instance, it's not just that you're 9-1 and that you're ranked. You also are the number one team in the country in terms of adjusted defensive efficiency. For the last 3 years, you've been really good defensively, but it seems like you've taken it to another level this year. How would you describe the defensive identity or mindset of this group?
Yeah, we've changed here this year. Because we play 2 point guards at times, and we have two little guys, and Alamir Dawes, who started for us last year as a freshman and got some good experience. And then we brought in a young man by the name of Nick Honor. And so those two guys are both kind of bulldog defensive guys that can pick up full court and really make it hard for the other team to initiate offense with rhythm. And so we've kind of extended our defense, tried to really be more aggressive. We're not a really big team. We don't have a shot blocker per se, and so even though we're a little smaller, we're just trying to keep defenses away or keep offenses away from the basket as long as we can. And so I think the aggressive nature of our defense has been really good. I think our kids have really enjoyed it, and it also allows us to play more players, which I think in this year especially is really important. If kids are working really hard, practicing every day, and they're making all kinds of sacrifices to be able to play, you just want them to be able to get out there and have some fun and play. And so we noticed it right away. We made this shift in the summer. It was something that really took off with our team, and we've been fortunate that we haven't had to take any breaks with COVID. We've had good rhythm in our practices, and I think it's carried over to the games.
Brad Brownell is joining us, Clemson head basketball coach. You know, Brad, in terms of the players and what you're asking of them, as an example, Amir Sims was one player that was told he was going to play less. His response was, quote, "If you're not good with that, it says a lot about you as a player. At the end of the day, it's about winning. And if you're not okay with winning because you're not getting a lot of playing time, something is wrong with you," end quote. I mean, what's that tell you about him as a person? That's what his response was, and that's what his takeaway was.
Yeah, for people that don't know, Amir is a great player. He was a, you know, second or third team All-ACC guy last year. He's our returning senior, just a guy that made a huge improvement from a sophomore to junior year. And I brought him in and I told him, hey, you know, I think you averaged 32 minutes a game last year as a junior. Your senior year, you might only average 27 or 28, but I think it's going to help our team. I think it may even help you at some times. And he was great with it. And I think in this year especially, you need some older players that have been through the wars with you that kind of, you know, really are your sounding board to the team. And he's a remarkable young man. He's got an unbelievable personality, you know, not only for what he does just with our team, but how he is on campus. He's going to be a great ambassador for Clemson one day, and certainly a big part of the reason why we're having the kind of success that we are.
You know, I wonder, Brad, you're having a lot of success. Like, in your background, in your experience, what's tougher for the players to deal with, success or adversity?
Yeah, that's a hard one. I think, you know, human nature, when things are going well, it's challenging for all of us to keep our foot down on the gas pedal and still challenge yourself to work at a rate that you need to get better and to prepare the way you need to prepare. And so sometimes I think that can be more challenging than when you're struggling a little bit. I think people, when they're struggling, you know, your natural instinct is to go compete and go fight and figure it out, especially if you've got any competitive nature in you at all. And most of the kids here do. But when you're having some success, it's and everybody's talking about you, and you're doing all kinds of interviews like Jim Rome, it's hard to kind of go back in there and keep grinding. And you know, we're not a team that we have to grind. We're not overly talented. We're not, you know, we've won a lot of close games. We're going to be in a lot more close games. And so the preparation and the little things are the things that are going to separate our team from others.
I agree with you, Brad. I think that when things are going well, it is tougher to push yourself to keep grinding and keep getting better and better and better. That's why I asked that question, so I'm not surprised that that's the response. And then over the past few months, I've had numerous conversations with college and football basketball coaches who've talked about the added stress, the added challenges that their players have to deal with because of COVID. The ACC is tough enough year in and year out, but how much more challenging is it this year? And then how do you go about helping your players stay fresh mentally and physically?
Yeah, I think that's a big point, certainly with all of us. You know, one thing we did is I think you got to have tremendous relationships with your players. You got to be talking to them all the time, you know, about things well beyond basketball. And so just kind of checking the pulse of our team, we felt like, you know, we were going to let our players go home for Christmas to get 3 or 4 days away. They really hadn't seen their families very much. We've been going since the summer. And so I think that was really important for us. And our guys came back fresh. It's really helped us, but that constant battle of having a pulse of how your guys are doing, what they're dealing with, like we've kind of already noticed, we started classes back this week, and we can already sense a little more stress on our guys just with now all of a sudden, you know, we're back in school and there's more things going on, more responsibilities, and again, it's not a normal college experience. You know, they're not doing much else other than class and study hall and then meeting with tutors and then coming to the gym. Beyond that, that's about it. And so they've got to be unbelievably disciplined in their approach. And we've been fortunate. Our guys have been. And they've made the sacrifices necessary for us to be able to continue to practice and play and, again, not take a pause. And I know that's a little bit fortunate because you just can't be reckless in this. And I think, you know, you got to do the best you can with each decision you make and understand that it's going to have huge ramifications. And that's where our guys have really made the sacrifices necessary to keep us going. And, you know, anything can happen, and we can all get it at any time. And so when we do, then you got to adjust again.
No, it's so true. It is a big ask of everybody, and especially of young people. I've got a son in college, and we talk about these things all the time. And you think that you're impressing upon them the importance of this and the severity of this, and sometimes they get it, sometimes they don't, but it takes everybody to understand and buy in. And then you've got North Carolina tomorrow in Chapel Hill. Of course, it was last season that you beat them in overtime to snap that 59-game losing streak in Chapel Hill. I'm curious, how different does this game feel now that you ended that streak then?
Well, it's just been nice to not have to be asked about it, you know, not only this week, but usually in the off season, somebody will bring it up to your attention, like, hey, an alum will ask you when we're going to end that thing. And so to get that past this was great. It feels a little different this year, but as much as anything, just because of it, of the nature of this season, it's just a different year altogether. You know, they're not going to have many, if any, fans in the stands. And so you're really just kind of going in there and playing the other team, and that's really what every game is like. There's not much of a home court advantage anywhere you play, so it does feel a little bit different, but I'm certainly glad we were able to put that streak to rest.
No doubt. Clemson, 9-1 on the year. They're number 18 in the coaches' poll. They've got that game against UNC tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern. Their head coach is Brad Brownell. Brad, great to have you back. Thanks so much. I appreciate the conversation. Good luck this weekend.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
Good talking to you, Brad. Clemson is number 18 in the coaches' poll. And that's a big one right there.